Yeah, we got a new show for y'all.
Yeah, we got a damn good show.
It's going to be a damn good show.
Good show.
Yeah.
Before we start the show, remember, everybody, you can always support us at officialharshtwins.com. Keep this conservative movement going strong.
That's how we pay the bills.
Make sure you use discount code ChineseVirus. I give you 20% off.
Pick you up a patriotic t-shirt or hat today.
Yeah. You know why we call it the Chinese virus? Because it comes from China.
Yeah, that's the discount code.
Fact checkers? Can't fact check that. But anyway,
that's
hey,
a fact, Jack.
You sound like Joe Biden. That's a fact, Jack. All right. When was it? Sunday? The House of Representatives, they voted for the new House Speaker. And of course, majority of the people in the House of Representatives are morons.
Yeah.
They voted for
the
Pelosi.
Evil, wicked witch of the West.
Yeah, they voted for her.
Yeah. And so sad, man.
Yeah, it's really sad, man.
So sad, man. When I think of Speaker of the House, I'm thinking of somebody that's neutral and they can actually combine and use their
leadership
to bring both parties together, because the Speaker of the House is so very important.
Yeah.
If that Speaker of the House is biased and
divisive,
ripping
up speeches in the...
It's just bad for our government. And when she got reappointed, I was like, man, I wish we could have somebody, somebody that's a true leader that bring both parties together.
Yeah.
But she's a scumbag, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, after that vote was done, well, actually, before they even got into that, they sent somebody up at it to pray, which was surprising. It was actually a Democrat at that.
Right?
But
does a Democrat know about God?
I think y'all know more about pitchforks more than the Bible.
Yeah, but anyway.
Maybe pulling a red tight leather suit with some horns coming out. That's what y'all all about. You ain't about no damn God.
Yeah, man. So y'all got to see this video. It's just when you think you couldn't see anything more amazing from a Democrat.
Yeah.
Then it is. They kept exceeding the expectations.
That's why they call them Democrats.
But check this out.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
Dumbass! A man and a woman.
That word amen has nothing to do with gender. Just because it has the letters M-E-N in that sequence doesn't mean it has anything to do with gender. What does amen mean?
It means so be it, to agree. When you say amen, it's like you agreeing with what they just said.
It's to validate what somebody just said.
Yeah, like if I said, President Trump, greatest president of all time, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Chuck Schumer, he's a sucker. Can I get an amen?
Amen,
can
bro.
Can I get an amen?
You got an amen.
AOC, she's a bird brain. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
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 Man, I wish there was a church around like that, man. I'd put all kinds of money in that collection plate.
I'd be throwing 50s and 100s in that collection plate. Hey, has nothing to do with gender.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing, man.
Hey, I wonder what this dude thinks the word menstruate means.
Is that something only a man goes through?
Hey,
how about,
I got one for you.
How about menopause?
Ooh, that's a good one, Emmanuel.
Is that something only a man goes through? That's the type of logic you just used.
Yeah, it has nothing.
That's based on your logic, not mine.
You
don't get all pissed and offended because I'm pointing out how stupid you are. Amen and a woman.
You know what's sad? You know what makes this situation all the more tragic
and pathetic? And what makes this dude look like a dumbass?
This guy knows his way around the church.
Yeah.
He's actually a Methodist minister, pastor.
He has a degree in theology.
He has a college degree in theology. Where did you go to school?
Yeah, how did you get your diploma? Did they fax it to you or did they email it to you?
Yeah, you had to have gone online.
Like, I can see how a person that's ignorant can make this mistake.
Yeah. A person that's not religious.
Yeah.
Don't have a degree in theology. Don't know its way around church. The person is not very religious. I could see how that person could make a mistake. Yeah. But how can somebody who's got a degree in theology calls himself a preacher?
A minister. A pastor.
Make this stupid mistake.
Yeah.
You know why he made this mistake? Because he's just virtue signaling in front of his minions.
Yeah.
They don't understand it.
See,
they're not going to point out anything. Amen. Oh, look, he said a woman too. Oh man, he cares about women.
Yeah. See, that's the thing I'm gonna start mentioning every video.
Yeah.
What's so wrong about Democrats? They are not objective. They have a narrative to push, so it makes them sound stupid. Yeah. It makes them look like hypocrites.
Yeah.
But when you're not objective,
yeah,
you're gonna. It's just horrible because you got. It's okay to be a thinker, but you got to be objective. You can't be biased. This dude is biased, pushing his narrative, and that's why you say stupid stuff. That's why you vote for stupid policies.
Because you have to stick to a narrative. Your thinking is you. They put your thinking inside of a box.
Yeah.
You have to stick to that narrative. So that's the best thing you can come with. That's why they make so much mistakes, because they have a narrative they have to stick to, and they can't go outside that narrative. Yeah. That's why he makes such stupid mistakes like this.
And he just talked to the Kansas City Star. I guess it's the newspaper out there where he at, because that's his district.
Right.
Right. And this is what he said. He told the Kansas City Star his A Woman reference on Sunday was intended to recognize the record number of women serving in the new Congress. There are 144 women serving in the House and Senate. The previous high was 129. But that reference has nothing to do with gender.
Yeah,
it's nothing. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. We got more women in Congress than we've ever had. That's a beautiful thing, because here on the right, we're about equality too. But the way you went about it was moronic. You are a pastor. You a man of God. You of all people should know what the word amen means. And it's obvious that you don't. You think it has something to do with gender.
You kind of told on yourself there, Cleaver. It's Cleaver, right? It's not Clever, right?
No, it can't be Clever. It's Cleaver.
Because he ain't too clever.
His name is Emmanuel Cleaver, not Emmanuel Clever.
He kind of told on himself, everybody, because by his own statements, he's acknowledging that there are only two genders. There's man and there's woman.
Yeah, that's a good point, because you definitely didn't say a trans.
Hey, you know
what? That's what I'm saying. They are not objective.
Yeah.
And if you just let them talk, and if you just listen, they're hypocrites.
Yeah.
They contradict what they say 3 minutes ago if you just listen to them. Mm-hmm. But they're people, their constituents, they don't listen. They just go by with whatever they say.
Yeah.
You know?
And to make things worse, the reason why he went with amen and a woman, because they want to then follow that moronic prayer he just gave, they want to do away with words that has to do with anything with gender.
Yeah. This is what
then they're just doing about face. After he does amen and a woman, then they want to move forward using phrases avoiding gender.
Yeah.
But he uses gender.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is what's going on in there, right? There's this new proposal. They want to use genderless, neutral words. Yeah. That's why he did what he did. So going forward in Congress, right? I don't know if this has been enacted yet, but Pelosi brought this proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And going forward, they want everybody in the House, Congress, whatever, to use genderless words. Like, they don't want you saying father, mother. They want you to use the word parent. They don't want you saying son, daughter. They want you to say your kids.
Or sibling.
Or like, you can't say brother or... You got to say sibling and whatever.
Yeah, you can't, anything with gender. But this is right after he said amen and a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, why would you say amen and a woman? Because see what I'm saying? They got a narrative to push.
Yeah.
And when they keep talking, they contradict themselves.
Because that narrative doesn't make sense to it. Just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
They're going to continue to make mistakes because they have to stick to a certain narrative.
Yeah.
That's why they say the stupidest things. Because they stop thinking and they just try to stick.
Yeah,
to
they're
that
not
narrative.
Even thinking. They know they gotta stick with a narrative.
Yeah,
and they're not. They're just
dumbasses, robots. Hey, Cleaver,
Mr. Cleaver.
Yeah, I got another word for you. meningitis. Is that something only a man goes through?
What is meningitis? It's like something deadly, ain't it?
I don't know. I think AOC got in the brain.
There's something else I wanted to say.
Yeah.
About this whole thing. It's like, man.
Yeah.
I don't see how anybody can support people on the left. I mean, if you just sit and listen and analyze what they say and how they think.
If y'all just look at you people on the left, if you just analyze your politicians as much as y'all analyze
Trump and the right.
On the right.
Yeah.
Y'all will see you on the wrong side. You will see that, man, but you don't remain objective.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish y'all would wake up one day and we could come together as Republicans and conservatives and put all these Democrats out of business because we don't need them. Yeah. This is not important to this country.
Yeah.
Gender, what? Going genderless. It's like,
I mean, you're disrespecting the people that want that. You're disrespecting that man who wants to live his life as a woman and be seen as a woman.
Yeah, and you disrespect, right? And vice versa. You're disrespecting that woman that wants to live her life as a man. Gender is important to them, but now all of a sudden y'all want to go genderless?
I mean,
when you have a trans, when you have a woman that wants to live her life, it's the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Does this apply to them too? They have to go with genderless words? They want to be referred to as a man?
Yeah, this is just faulty thinking.
Yeah,
that's why
it's circular reasoning. It's just
that's why you have in high schools and colleges, you have men living their lives as women, racing women.
Right.
I mean, it's just bad. It's just horrible logic. That kind of logic is what led to white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just horrible logic.
Yeah.
It's a different situation, but it's the same stupid logic.
Yeah. If we could just drop race. I mean, if you want to go, I can understand going away from race.
Yeah, what I'm talking about.
But going away from gender, I'm like, y'all want to go genderless, but you don't want to go raceless.
No, but see, if they go raceless.
Yeah.
They lose that. They lose that. Because they, how many black people you think ran to the poll and voted for Biden because they think Trump is a white supremacist? You know why they think that? Because the Democrats labeled him as such.
Yeah.
They would never want this society to go racist because they would lose. They would lose.
Yeah. People start catching on, man. Hey, Trump's he's pretty cool. This guy with Biden, he has really nothing cool to say.
Yeah, he's just.
It's like I think sometimes, man, these Democrats, man. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's perfect on the right now, but they are a whole lot better than people on the left. It feels like to me, man, when they behind closed doors, when they have a meeting, just the Democrats,
they come up with these horrible ideas.
They come up with these evil plans, man, and then at the end of the meeting, they come. You know, they just start with that evil laugh, like.
Man, you look demonic as hell.
That's how the Democrats be looking.
They be in the room with just the Democrats in there.
Yeah.
They throw everybody out.
Yeah.
Like they did in Atlanta when they was counting them votes. They threw out all the Republicans and start doing the counting.
Yeah.
When it's just them,
they're
in there talking, come up with these evil ideas.
To divide this country.
To divide this country, and they start laughing like that together.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.